Anyone who's lived in the Valley for a long time probably remembers the excitement when Metro Center opened more than 40 years ago. At the time, it was promoted as the largest shopping mall in the country. Robin Mofford grew up near the mall during the 1970s.
Actually, at the time that Metro Center was originally developed, I was 17. And I recall the empty fields, and it was to become the prime area. And you could meet all your shopping needs all in one place.
During its first three decades, Metro Center was pretty successful. It was the cool place to go see a movie or do some ice skating. It has nearly 1.5 million square feet of retail space. But when the recession hit a few years ago, store after store closed. Now about a third of the mall is vacant. Music plays from a loudspeaker at Metro Center's Castles and Coasters miniature golf course, but there's nobody around to hear it. Granted, it's 11 a.m., but the parking lot surrounding the mall is almost empty.
I do see that this area needs new development. It needs businesses to come in.
Sherry Dudak has lived near Metro Center for more than 20 years, and she's with a neighborhood block watch group. She says the mall's financial challenges are creating problems in the community.
Northern and 27th Avenue is part of my neighborhood, and it used to be a safe area. We have a lot of prostitutes. We have a lot of vagrants.
Dudak hopes curbing crime will help Metro Center bounce back, but she's concerned about the businesses that could open there.
I don't want to see them put in 15 sports bars or, you know, have off-track betting. Everything has to be balanced out.
Last month, Phoenix City Council approved a redevelopment plan for the Metro Center area. It includes nearby neighborhoods that stretch to North Mountain. Councilwoman Thelda Williams is leading the city's effort to bring new life to the district.
This is a prime example of how you can do a large infill project in Phoenix, and we've not had that opportunity before. I say this is the place to do it.
Williams is trying to connect Metro Center with the Valley's light rail system, but that would require a bridge across Interstate 17 and the Arizona Canal.
We have a light rail. You can park at Metro Center, hop on that light rail, and takes it right off of I-17.
The city of Phoenix is dealing with a massive budget shortfall, but Williams says Metro Center redevelopment will move forward. That's where Lewis Snow comes in. He created a North Phoenix business group that's looking for ways to pay for improvements that will benefit the mall and small independent businesses.
The funding is going to be limited through the city of Phoenix, so we're going to have to go outside, and that's going to have to be through the grant process because the community itself doesn't have any money, I can tell you that. You know, between the residential and the businesses, I mean, everybody's struggling right now.
More than half of the residents in the area make less than $50,000 a year, according to the U.S. Census. The owners of Metro Center are also looking for investors to help with redevelopment expenses. Warren Fink is with the Carlyle Development Group in New York City that purchased Metro Center while it was in bankruptcy 2 years ago. He wants Phoenix to approve new zoning rules for the mall.
Allowing us to bring uses such as office, medical office, healthcare facilities. We would love to see some sort of multifamily or senior housing brought to that site. We're talking to a college about taking one of the vacant department stores.
Fink says his group also wants to put a high-rise building at the mall, but some neighbors are concerned that a 15-story structure would be an eyesore and it might create more traffic. Some residents are worried the city may raise taxes to help pay for the improvements, but others say they don't mind a small tax hike if that means their home values would increase. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.